Maura Horton had something extraordinary happen to her and her family, which propelled her back into the workforce and coming up with a really creative idea to help people with Parkinson's deal with their situation. She joins us now on The Attack. Good morning, Maura. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It had to be a very humbling experience for your husband, Don Horton, when he was coaching North Carolina State, to just have this happen in front of his entire football team. And what happened was he was unable to button his shirt after a game because of Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was diagnosed about 10 years ago, and it slowly started to manifest. He was at Boston College at the time of his diagnosis, but then we moved here to North Carolina, and it started to become more noticeable. He hadn't been out with his players about it. His fellow coaches knew, but the players started to see different signs, and unfortunately, after a game, he was stuck in the locker room, unable to button his shirt prior to leaving and departing home after a game, and unfortunately a loss. So when he came home and told me that he had a hard day, I, as all coaches' wives do, kind of started in on him and said, yeah, what happened to your line? Why did you give up so many sacks? And he said, no, I had a hard day. And he told me that Russell Wilson had fallen struggling to button his shirt and just came over and helped him in silence. And I don't think I'll ever forget the tone of his voice, of the humiliation that he had felt, that he was unable to do something that he had always taken for granted.
Well, necessity being the mother of invention, I guess that really resonated with you, and I can hear it in your voice today. It really resonated with you, and it made you take what is a seismic turn in your life. And you said, you know what? I know I'm a stay-at-home mom, mother of two, and I have a family to take care of, but I'm going to add entrepreneur to my already large workload, and I'm going to invent a shirt, you know, that will avoid my husband having this humbling experience and anybody else with limited mobility due to disease or circumstance. And here came the Magna shirt. I mean, you know, just talk about, you know, really necessity becoming the mother of invention and the Magna Ready shirt and the result.
Sure. And so I knew he'd be traveling again. And so I immediately quickly went online to see what was available, because I really had no idea that we were coming to this part of our life, that he was going to need help with self-care. And I was shocked that there was not much available. And what was available was not necessarily something he was used to wearing. And I overnighted a few of the options, and he looked at me and said, "You really want me to wear this?" And it's not because he's a proud man or won't wear it. I mean, you know, coaches will do about anything generally. So, but it just wasn't in his DNA to kind of give in the fight of being who he always was. So, I just started to tear apart one of his shirts, thinking I could put magnets in it. iPad covers were coming out at the time, and I noticed how small of a magnet that they had closing the cover of it. And I thought, if I could just find those, put them in his shirt, and I would be able to just solve this for him. And then I quickly started doing research, and over time seeing how many other groups were affected, whether it was arthritis, ALS, stroke, wounded warriors. They just didn't have an option. And I would read, you know, online just many pleas from people saying, you know, he just wants to get dressed. And it's such a touch point for most people. It's a personal, personal moment. You generally want to do it by yourself. So, I just thought, I can't believe this isn't out there, and, you know, we got to do something. So we launched almost 2.5 years ago with one shirt and two colors, not really knowing what it would be like. And it's grown quite a bit from then. Now I think we're up to 21 colors and different styles. So entrepreneur wasn't something I was wanting to take on at the time. I was pretty happy being a consummate cheerleader, like most college coach's wife too. But you know, you never forget the tone when someone tells you they can't do something, and reading it more and more from other people, I thought I'd step up to the plate, you know, kind of what he's always done.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, you talked about the line. It's expanding. You know, the men's line is going to expand. There's plans to add a woman's line. And, you know, again, let's talk about the website where people can go to take a look at the shirts there. The first fashion-forward shirt for somebody with limited mobility. And it's magnaready.com.
Yes, thank you. And we already do have women's available as well. So we definitely are growing, and hopefully we'll be in major retailers in spring of 2016. So it's one of those things that it needs to be a wider distribution channel, because when you have a moment, whether it's like a broken arm or like carpal tunnel surgery or somebody you know or love has a stroke, you kind of need it right away. So it's you know, you'd rather be able to get it at a local store and not be able, you know, not have to order it and wait for it to come. So we've been working really hard at getting into major retailers for 2016.
Maura Horton here on The Attack. Simple question here. How do you clean the shirt?
Yeah, you just wash it and dry it. They're covered and protected. The only thing that we ask is not to dry clean them, because dry cleaners can often crush just your regular button when they dry clean them, and sometimes they can crush the magnet. So it's not easily replaced because it's inside, it's hidden. And so, yeah, just throw them in the washer and dryer.
Okay, that's, you know, it would be a mandatory question, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely. It's not a disposable item. That's correct.
Yeah. And the other aspect of it is how is Don doing, and what is he doing now?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say he's doing great, but his progression continues to manifest itself. This is his first season or first year not coaching at some level. And so that's been quite an adjustment for him since he's been coaching for over 30 years. And, you know, he's just trying to fight the fight every day and get up every day and just try to be in the moment and enjoy his kids.
Maura, I guess where I want to go with this is, you know, the story is one of great inspiration. And we applaud you for what you've done. I think you've made a great shirt that's helped your husband and many others. And, you know, you jumping into the workforce again with such a ferocity when not expecting to, you should be applauded for that. I want to ask what kind of effect it had on the family, because you were a stay-at-home mom. And anytime you're a coach's wife, you're, you know, because coaches travel. It's a hard life. You're one part mom. You're one part dad, you're one part bus driver, you're one part everything. You are, like, in many ways the parent while your husband's out there earning a living. You know, this development, going out and starting to make this shirt, what kind of effect did it have on the family? You know, what did it cause you guys to do as far as adjusting to the daycare needs and needs of your children? Talk a little bit about that and how you balance the juggling act, as it were.
Yeah, you know, it definitely was a balancing act, and hopefully we're getting in better strides and rhythms. But, you know, it's a funny thing that people joke often that it takes a village, but it really does. And we have a pretty good support group that we can call on here. But, you know, I'm a daughter of 12 children, and my mom was a stay-at-home and that's all I knew. And so it was really a different trajectory for me to go into this. But I just had to take faith and trust that our girls were still learning lots of different lessons, just probably not the way I knew how to teach them. And so, you know, at one point I saw my 7-year-old pretending she was on a Skype call overseas, and so, you know, said she wanted to talk to the CEO. And so I kind of laughed because it was not something I would ever role play. But we're, you know, it's a new day for us. And we just got to roll the punches. It's very much like coaching, where your situation changes all the time and you all pull together. And, you know, one week you might have a win, like in coaching, and the next week you have to reassess and say, you know, that didn't work so well, so we got to try to get something new, or we got to try it again. So it's a day-by-day play call, to be honest with you, and hopefully we're getting in better strides the older they get. But it's a challenge. I wouldn't say it wasn't.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. The site is Magna Ready, and the story is pretty incredible. So we'd love to have you back sometime and get us a little update on how things are going with the company, with you, and with Donna as well. Thanks for the minutes.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Anytime.